Interiors advice on Talk About in association with Boyles of Killorglin, the home of quality.
Now, a very warm welcome back to Amanda Daunt from Dulux Ireland. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. I have a bit of a cut finger, but apart from that, I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Just waiting for the sun to come out. But anyway, we're told it's supposed to get better this week, hopefully.
Yeah, any day now. Any day now. Well, listen, you're going to talk to us a little bit about painting the ceiling this month. And why did you choose that topic?
So it's a topic that's coming to the forefront all the time with our colour consultations online. It's also a trend that's been with us for about the last year or so, where traditionally people would have always painted the ceiling an off-white or a white or maybe a slightly warmer cream, depending on the height of your ceilings. Now it's an area where we would consider it as being the fifth wall, and it's an area that can take colour depending on obviously the architecture of the space. But it's a really good tip if you're looking at trying to make a traditional long narrow hallway in a bungalow where you're really relying on doors either side to the other rooms to be open to get some light in there. So a really good tip would be to paint the walls and the ceiling all one colour. So an off-white, a nice warm cream. So colours like Romney wool would be very good there from our heritage range. I know another lady was talking about brightening up the sitting room, like pale nutmeg flaxseed would be also very good. And if you bring that colour onto the ceiling, then you're not going to break that part of the room with your eye, where a ceiling would be white and the walls would be a different colour. That colour is going to go right up into the ceiling, which means you're going to elevate the ceiling height, but you're also going to make the width of your narrow hallway feel wider and brighter as well, depending on the choice of colour. So that's a good tip, using a neutral colour for a hallway that is long and narrow. It will make it look bigger and more airier and spacious in that traditionally narrow space.
So the trick is to paint the walls and the ceiling the same colour, or are there other ways to make a narrow space look wider?
Well, of course you could. We spoke about colour drenching last month, and you could also, this is an opportunity where you could paint the walls, the ceiling and the woodwork all one colour. So your skirtings, architraves and your doors all in an off-white, including your walls and your ceiling, or all in quite a light neutral would be good there as well. So that would be another area where you can of course just paint your walls in a lighter colour and then have your woodwork white and have your ceiling white. That would work also, but by doing everything the same colour, you will make the space feel much, much more spacious.
Okay, and are people reluctant and a little bit hesitant to paint their ceilings anything but white, Amanda? Because, of course, everyone is so cost-aware nowadays, and I'd say they'd probably say to themselves, well, if this all goes horribly wrong, it'll cost me a fortune to correct it.
I suppose that's where they're really coming to us to seek advice. You know, we want to paint the ceiling. We're a little bit nervous in doing it. We've never painted it before a different colour other than your Dulux traditional standard white, your ceiling paint. But more and more people are becoming braver, and particularly in a room where you might have tongue and groove panelling, and your room is quite small, but your ceiling height would be bigger than your average ceiling. So it might be 9 foot where your average ceiling is about an 8 foot. You know, that's where you could get a slightly deeper shade on the ceiling than on the wall. So we're talking about subtle differences here depending on the architecture of the space. If it's obviously an attic conversion, we wouldn't be saying to you paint the ceiling in a darker colour than the walls, because then it's going to feel as if it's a cave. And remember, darker colours advance towards you, they come towards you. So in an attic, we don't want the ceiling to feel as if it's shorter than normal. We want to elevate it and make it feel as if it's, you know, you don't want to feel as if you're going into a cave. So an area where traditionally you could get a darker pop of colour on the ceiling is actually in a big Georgian build or a period stately home where your ceilings are about 11 to 12 foot high. That's where you could put a bold pop of colour on the ceiling, and the rest of your walls could be a mid-tone colour. So your focal point is the ceiling. It almost becomes that statement fifth wall.
I see, I've got you. And what about people in regular houses, I suppose, in normal size, your three-bed semi-D or whatever? What advice would you have for them if they don't have a particularly ornate ceiling?
Yeah, so again, they could do the same thing. So this would be great for a north-facing room that doesn't get any light anyway. So you might as well embrace the darkness there and make the room feel and look cozier. So again, you could paint your ceiling a slightly darker shade than your walls. So your walls might be maybe denim drift, and you might go for a Gatsby blue or a navy on the ceiling. And then your woodwork could be all white, white doors, white architraves, and a white skirting. Your sofa might be navy. So your pop of colour on the ceiling will also connect your sofa to that space. So that could be a nice area for a north-facing room. If it's a reading snug, if you're lucky enough to have a little room, maybe it's your spare bedroom, maybe all your kids have moved out and you'd now like to maybe claim that room back for yourself instead of having it as a dumping ground or a traditional clothes horse drying area, you could convert that into a little reading snug, like shelve it out, floor to ceiling with shelves, put a really nice little occasional chair in there. There's lovely light coming in there. That's where you could then do your walls a darker colour and then your ceiling a darker colour as well. Or maybe just do the ceiling in the darker colour and your shelving in the darker colour. And maybe your occasional chair might be in the darker colour. So that's where you can get some colour in. A bathroom as well, under stairs bathroom. It's a transient space. You're in and out of there. You're not living in that space. That's where you get a lovely pop of colour into a ceiling, you know, where the walls might be quite short in areas, not a very wide space, but the ceiling could be higher there because you're under the stairs. So that's quite a nice space where you can get a nice pop of colour. We're not talking about dark colours. Obviously, you can put dark colours on the wall. But be careful with the use of colour. You know, you don't want to make a small space even feel smaller. But you could be quite clever by going with just two or three tones darker than your wall colour on your ceiling.
Mm. Is there ever a case to be made for going completely mad, Amanda, and painting the ceiling something totally funky? Or would that only work in very limited situations?
Well, it could be a perfect space if you had an open plan space and you're trying to zone the space with colour. So the image that I sent on to you yesterday, where we have a beautiful colour from our heritage range, DH Blossom, it's a lovely blush pink. That's in an open plan space where they've zoned the dining space. So there's a section of that wall painted in the pink and then a section of it goes into the ceiling, but it doesn't go across the full ceiling. So you know that space is zoned purely for eating and for dining in. So you could do that with open plan spaces where you don't want to commit to a darker colour everywhere, but just a pop of colour in one little corner that you're telling somebody who's come into that house very clearly that space is used for a particular task. Like it's a sitting room space, it's a reading space, it's an eating space.
And just speaking generally about painting ceilings, I think, you know, when people decide to just maybe freshen up their hallway or their living room or whatever, there is a kind of a temptation to cut costs and to say, ah, sure, look, the ceiling is fine and the architraves and the doors are fine. But of course, sometimes when you paint the walls, it can show up the ceiling and the rest of the room. So it's kind of a false economy, really, isn't it?
It is really, and you know, you get what you pay for as well. So obviously we've all different paint finishes. What I would definitely recommend is people are very cost sensitive at the moment, but it is worth it paying a little bit more for a more premium paint. So we've just launched our new Heritage range, which comes in a velvet washable matte, which is a beautiful paint finish, really, really, really good opacity, good longevity. So where you might say, oh, I don't want to spend this amount of money on a can of paint, you're going to really be repainting with a cheaper product, you know, down the road. So the whole idea is, you know, you want to be done with this, you want to last it, you want to make it last for a good couple of years, but you're not doing it again next year, because then that is where a false economy comes in. You know, you think you are doing great. And remember, a painter is going to cost you the same amount of money whether you use a cheap paint or whether you use a really premium paint. So we would recommend really spending, if you have that budget, spend it. It's like anything, you know, you can buy a cheap pair of shoes or you can buy a really good pair of shoes, and the good pair of shoes will last, the cheap pair won't. It's exactly the same with paint. So, you know, it's to keep that budget for the painting is really important. And we see a lot of new builds now coming to the market where their budget is completely cut when it comes to paint. And how I would say to people there then is, just do the rooms that need to be done now in really good paint and leave the rest of the rooms undercoated. And when you have that budget, redo those rooms in a really good quality paint, because there's no point painting everywhere with a cheap quality paint, you know?
Not something to skimp on. Just before we leave the subject of ceilings, Amanda, although bearing in mind there may be some questions about them after the break, is it always a good idea to get a professional in to paint a ceiling? Because I would imagine that it's a lot trickier than painting walls.
Yeah, I mean, the key to a ceiling is really to give it a really good wash down, because believe it or not, when you're standing on the floor and you're looking up to your ceiling, you're thinking, oh, this doesn't look bad. But when you actually start cleaning it, it's the one area, particularly if you have a stove or a fire, it's the one area where all that soot will land. So good sugar soap, lukewarm water, really, really good cleaning. And you're cleaning that ceiling until the water runs clear. If it's continuously coming up black, you need to clean and clean and clean until that ceiling is completely clear, because you can't paint over dirt. It won't stick. Dry it off completely. Make sure you're rinsing off your sugar soap. And then it really depends on how expertise you feel you are at painting. I hate doing ceilings with a passion. I would have four walls done before a ceiling. So I'd be the first to admit I would invest in a painter to come in and do all my ceilings. And I can then chip away on all my walls, you know. But ceilings are really tough. I mean, obviously, if you get an extendable pole and you've a good quality short pile roller, you'll fly through it. But you still will need to cut in, and it still needs two coats, depending if you are a smoker in the house. All of that needs to be cleaned off, and you probably will have to give your ceilings three or four coats really to cover all those smoke stains.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good advice. Amanda, stay with us. We've got a break to take, but we have some questions for you. We also have time for more questions if anyone out there wants to ask Amanda anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the subject of ceilings. It could be just about paint in general or decor in general. You can phone the question through to Mary, who's on the calls today, on 066 712 3666. Send us an email as well if you like. The email address is talkabout@radiokerry.ie. That's talkabout@radiokerry.ie. And as always, our text line and WhatsApp are 083 300 3300. It's just coming up to 2:15 on Tuesday's Talkabout on Radio Kerry. More interiors advice after these.
Interiors advice on Talkabout in association with Boyles of Killorglin, the home of quality.
Now, Amanda Daunt from Dulux Ireland is with us. Amanda is a colour consultant and she's taking questions from you, the listener, about your interiors. Amanda, this listener gets in touch and says they're looking for advice on a cream colour that might be suitable for their sitting room. The listener says, my room is long and narrow, but I want to keep the colour easy to match. I'm thinking of golden accessories and my suite is golden with tones of grey. I also have to paper the end wall as it's not in good condition. Any advice?
Okay, so the fact that she's wallpapering the end wall, what I would suggest to her first is start choosing her wallpaper first, and then you can work back from there. So it depends on what colours are in the wallpaper. But if she's looking for a cream, I would nearly suggest to her, because she's got a grey in her sofa, and it's a cream with a grey sofa, and she's also looking at doing gold accessories, look at a good neutral that has very little yellow in it. Okay, so pale nutmeg or flaxseed from our Heritage collection would be two good colours. And here would be a perfect example. If she wanted to pull those two colours and bring them up into the ceiling, that could be a nice one, or go for a slight off-white, like China white on the ceiling, just to make it a little bit less stark than your pure brilliant white.
Okay, very good. Another listener wants to know a good colour for a kitchen that has very little natural light, and this listener wants to brighten up their kitchen.
Okay, so there's some really good kitchen paints from our Dulux standard range as well. So again, keeping it light and neutral, you could look at a colour Like papyrus is a very, very good neutral. You could also look at slightly lighter than papyrus if you feel that's too dark for your space. First Cuddle is another very good one. Or Moon Sand, which is a warm grey with a brown undertone. So all of those are quite light. Again, just test those colours on an A4 card. So brush two coats out. All the testers are rollable now. So two coats of the paint out onto white card and move it around that space rather than painting squares of colour on the wall.
Now we've just bear with me one moment while I get, we've got some late questions that have just come in the last few minutes, Amanda, but we have one from Pat in North Kerry. This is one to put to you now. Pat says, I painted a new wall outside 2 years ago and now the paint is peeling off. What can I do to stop this from happening?
Okay, so there's something breaking down on that wall. It's probably a gable end. So you just need to check it out that there's no dampness are coming through there. So if it's flaking off, you'll need to remove all the flaking plaster. Depends if it's flaking, if it's powdery or chalky, you'll probably have to use a Dulux Trade Weather Shield stabilizing primer to stabilize the area. But I would definitely ask him to check it with the builder just in case there's anything breaking down in the plaster work. That could be it may need to be damp sealed as well, just to check that from a construction point of view.
Now, one has just come in the last few minutes. It's from Hannah. Hannah has a long, narrow hallway with a deep red carpet. She says there's a dado rail dividing the wall with a white ceiling and white skirting and white doors. She's thinking of redecorating and is wondering if she should remove the dado rail. She says, is it outdated? Has Amanda any suggestions? We're quite happy to change the carpet as well if Amanda could give us some suggestions. Yeah, dado rails, personally I don't like them, but I know some people love them, so it's kind of a personal one, isn't it?
So it depends. I mean, if she has somebody that she knows that can plaster and re-skim the area, because once you remove a dado rail, they're normally put in with good steel nails, you know, so it will pull off the plaster. I mean, that would be the ideal solution, would be to get rid of the dado rail altogether. But a quick fix there would be to paint the walls top and bottom, including the dado rail, all one colour. So she could use, again, like I mentioned, pale nutmeg, flaxseed is very good. Romney wool is a very good warm grey for that area. They would all go with her existing red carpet. I would keep the door skirtings and architraves white. If she wants to get rid of the carpet, then I would suggest choose a more neutral tone of carpet for the floor. The carpet being red at the moment is absorbing all the natural light that's coming in there. So by going with more of a neutral colour, like a biscuit colour, would be better to reflect more light. So that would be better for her narrow hallway.
Great stuff. Listener wants to know if you could suggest a suitable colour for inside doors in a house, and the doors are solid wood and currently brown in colour.
Okay, so they'll all need to be sanded down. If they have a varnish, they need to be sanded. The shine of the varnish will need to be taken off. So this is a big job, painting wooden doors at the moment. Traditionally, we would have actually said to people, when wood hadn't gone up by 50%, it's cheaper to replace your doors that come pre-primed in white, and then it just requires two coats of paint. So that's just not viable now, because doors have gone excessive in price with all timber. So again, you can use an interior satin wood, an interior high gloss, or the Heritage range has a gorgeous eggshell finish, which is our flattest of our wood finishes. And again, if you want, you know, this is a nice thing to do, would be you could paint your door a pop of colour or a slightly darker colour than your wall colour and go with your skirtings and your architraves and off-white or a white. You know, that would be quite a nice thing to do there if you're painting them for the first time.
A pub owner has been on, looking for some advice on colours for the outside of the building. It's an old RIC barracks and the building is two-storey. It's currently painted yellow and black. That sounds like a lovely building, actually. There's an unusual one for you, the outside of a pub.
Yeah. So that would be great. So we're doing commercial projects all the time. So I would recommend, it's quite difficult for me to specify colours for that unless I see a photograph of that building. So So again, they're more than welcome to book in for half an hour slot for our Let's Chat Colour service, which can be booked on Facebook or on Instagram, or indeed send us all the images through to marketing@dulux.ie and we'll certainly book you in for a slot.
Yeah, and that's a free service, isn't it?
It's a free service, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a wonderful service as well. Before we let you go, Amanda, briefly, a couple of people were wondering if you would repeat the name of the two shades that you mentioned, the two colours you mentioned at the start that make a hallway wider.
Okay, I think from memory, I can't even remember what I suggested. I think it could have been pale nutmeg or flaxseed. They're both lovely neutrals, by the way. Now, Romney wool is also another lovely one. It's a warm grey that wouldn't be darker than the two. So the two neutrals I suggested was pale nutmeg, flaxseed, and the warm grey I suggested was Romney wool. Another lovely off-white is China white as well. It's very good. They're all from our new Heritage Collection, which is available in Boyles of Killorglin, and you can pick up that Heritage card there as well. You can also see all of those colours in large chips painted out as well in the store. We have a lovely stand just launched there, so they can see them larger as well. And there's obviously wet testers available to take home and try out in your space also.
And before we let you go, you're headed down to the Kingdom next month.
Yes, absolutely. We're heading down for, I think it's the 27th of August. I think it's the last Saturday in August. So I will be in Boyles and Killorglin doing free face-to-face colour consultations. And we'll definitely talk about that next month. But just keep that date in mind. I'll be there from 11 until 3 p.m. If you do have any projects, what I would say to you is the more information I get on the day, the better advice you get. So if you are doing a new build or you're involved in a renovation, try and have your flooring selected, wall tiles, your sofa colour, your kitchen units, kitchen island. All of those things need to be confirmed first before I can start advising on wall colours. But we'll definitely be happy to help. Exteriors, garden sheds we will be doing. We'll be doing fencing. So all interior and all exterior on that day as well. Obviously, we'll have a focus on heritage because that's what I'm there for the interior heritage range.
Ah, that's wonderful. Well, listen, we look forward to meeting you in person. And of course, you will be talking to us before that trip to Kerry. So we'll have plenty more opportunities to remind people that you're on the way. Amanda, we'll let you go, but thank you for answering all those questions for us this month.
Thanks, Deirdre. A pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye. That's Amanda Daunt, their colour consultant from Dulux Ireland, with lots of interesting decor tips there and colour advice for you. Hope you enjoyed that slot.